नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय ॐ नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय later. So Hare Krishna, Hari Bol. I will speak briefly this morning so that we can all go to our next destinations. Maharaj, Kadambakanana Maharaj encouraged us to enter the train which brings or which leads to Goloka Dham by developing the qualities of a saintly person. What is the main quality of a saint? And I think that's important because otherwise, we asked ourselves, where do I start? There's so many things. Krishna Das Kaviraj Goswami mentions 24 qualities of a saintly person, and he says the essence of this, these qualities are that a devotee, a saintly sadhu, take shelter in Krishna. This taking shelter in Krishna is especially challenged in times which are difficult. But I think it is even more difficult in times which are happy. when things go well for us, we might think, well, it's pretty much under control now. So, when does a person actually feel that he or she wants to take shelter in Krishna? What mood is necessary? And what quality moves Krishna's heart to protect his dear devotee? I think when we hear we have to develop the qualities of a saint, that's a little overwhelming. We have to know how to enter really in our spiritual life. And more important even, we have to know how to invoke the protection of Krishna, the help, the support of him. We can learn about this one quality which we can really integrate into our daily life from Bilva Mangala Thakur, who remembers Krishna while he is on his road to Vrindavan, while he's walking or not even walking, he's singing and dancing on his way to Vrindavan.
I ovu jednu osobinu koju želimo da ugradimo, da uključimo na život, možemo naučiti od Bilo Mangala Thakure, koju nas on poučava da pleše i peva na svom putu u Vrindavan.
Bilo Mangala Thakur came from South India, a very rich family background.
Bilo Mangala Thakur potiče iz veoma bogate porodice u Južnoj
Indiji. After his a cathartic experience in spiritual life, he took shelter under the lotus feet of a guru called Somagiri and served Somagiri at the bank of a river for a considerable amount of time. During this time, he heard about Vrindavan Dham. He heard that Krishna is still present in this holy dham and meets those who come and visit him. So he packed all his things, there were not many, he was a monk, and he ran to Vrindavan to meet Krishna. During this journey, many things happened. Many things which made his heart more soft and more inclined to Krishna. And so while when he came closer to Mathura, by that time he was blind due to something which we won't tell here. He had lost his eyes. In fact, he had taken his eyes. There was some Hare Krishna happening. And as he came closer to Vrindavan, he danced more and more, and he began to spontaneously, remember he is blind, sing verses which were recorded by his associates who traveled along with him on the path. What he saw in the clear mirror of his heart was Srimati Radharani waiting for Krishna. And he identified with this situation both externally and internally. He thought, I'm also on my way to Vrindavan. I don't have Krishna. I have not seen Krishna yet in my heart. When will I meet my Lord? And he remembered, actually, I'm not a man. I'm not a blind man. Internally, he knew, I'm a servant of Radharani, completely different from my aristocratic and blind body. And while he came closer to Mathura, he all of a sudden remembered Krishna in a very special way, and this is the point of the lecture. He said, Krishna has one quality. Kalavati, please give me your lotus flower. His one quality which he remembered is He said, Krishna, thank you, protects all those whose heart has blossomed up with faith.
On se setio da Krishna štiti sve one osobe čije srce procvetalo verom.
In our lives, our heart usually is closed, like a closed lotus flower.
U našim životima naša srca su zatvorena poput zatvorenog lotusa.
It opens at the moment when we lose our mistrust, our suspicion, our doubt, our need to hide. It opens when faith comes into our heart.
I naše srce se otvara u onom trenutku kada nestane svo nepoverenje, sve sumnje, subječavost, i u tom trenutku ono se otvara poput lotusa.
Faith is like the sun which touches with the rays our heart and then opens it so that it becomes like an opened lotus flower. Nikunya Rasa, you're not listening. Krishna is protecting or coming into your life in the moment you have faith.
Krishna vas štiti, odnosno dolazi u vaš život u onom trenu.
The Sanskrit word Shraddha means to give your heart. Shra means heart, da to give.
I sanskritska reč Shraddha znači dati srce. Shra znači srce, a da znači dati.
It is here where we have to work.
I to je upravo ono gdje trebamo raditi.
Because the moment you have faith in Krishna, you will take shelter in the Lord's.
Zato što u onom trenutku kada imate veru Krishnu,
the moment you have faith, then you develop the qualities of saintliness. While Bilva Mangadhara Thakur was in ecstasy, saying, "I'm coming to Krishna. I'm soon meeting my Lord. I'm visiting him at home. I will knock at his door. Woohoo!" While he was thinking like this, a verse came spontaneously in his mind, which he remembered from the Mahabharata. This verse says, "O Govinda, again and again I remember your promise that you will protect that your devotees will never perish."
On se setio stiha koji kaže, "O Govinda, iznova i iznova se sećam tvog stiha u kome ti obećavaš da tvoj bhakta nikada neće propasti."
And when the moment I think about this, that you personally take care of your devotee, I feel this gives my blind life hope, yes.
I onda je rekao, u trenutku kada ja mislim na to, kada ja shvatim da se ti brineš za svog baktu, to mom slepom životu daje nadu.
The gopis had prayed, and I think I have this somewhere on the computer, to Krishna.
Gopis su se molili Krishna.
We wanted to chant the verse, but it may be... Actually, the servant of Vyasadev, Audarya Chandika, who also is a writer like Vyasadev, has written this verse, and we should just, it should not be thrown away. It's so beautiful. Just chant with me. The gopis sang, "Nakalu gopi kanandano bhavan, nakalu gopi kanandano bhavan, nakalu gopi kanandano bhavan, nakalu gopi kanandano bhavan, akila dehinam antarat madrik
Akila Dehinam Antaratmane Vikanasatita Vishvaguptaye Ganachadita Vishvaram Sakaudiye Vansatvatam Kule
A gopis had said, you are not actually the son of the gopi Yashoda. You are not a village boy. Oh friend, oh dear Krishna, you reside in the hearts of every soul and you see what is going on in their hearts. Because Lord Brahma prayed for you to come and protect the universe, you have now appeared in the Satvata dynasty. So the gopis wanted to say to Krishna, you have come into this universe for the singular purpose to protect those who are sattvatas.
Ono što su gopije želele reći jeste da je Krishna došao u ovaj svet samo iz jednog razloga, kako bi zaštitio sattvata.
Sattvatas are sadhus, people who walk the spiritual path.
Sattvata osobe, to su ljudi koji idu duhovnim putem, sadhui.
You can never ever neglect your own devotees. It's not possible for you.
Ti nikada ne možeš da zapostaviš, da zanemariš svoje bhakte. To jednostavno nije moguće za tebe.
So let us hold this in our mind. Krishna's own purpose to just come here is to take care of people like us who are trying, who have some faith.
Jedini razlog iz koga Krishna dolazi u ovaj svet jeste da zaštiti osobe poput nas koje pokušavaju da mu se približe.
When Krishna sees you going through your life and he finds out that you have faith in him, he thinks, how can I help this person?
I kada vas Krishna posmatra i vidi kako pokušavate da mu se približite i kako imate veru u njega, on misli, kako ja mogu da pomognem ovoj osobi?
He has come for this. This is his purpose. Sometimes I feel in our movement we think of a hard-hearted God. No, he's so soft. You know, when Indra had sent the rain clouds to give pain to the Brijbasis, they had prayed to Krishna. They had said, Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhagya. Krishna, Krishna. It's important that we say it correctly. I say it one time ago. Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhagya.
Krishna, Krishna, Mahabhagya.
Tvamnata Gokulang Prabho.
Tvamnata Gokulang Prabho.
Yes. Tratum Ahasi Devana. Tratum ahasi devana kupitad bhaktavatsala kupitad bhaktavatsala. They have said, Krishna, you are so auspicious. You are actually the friend of your devotees. You care for your devotees. So now we are in trouble. You know, this rain flood is just drowning us. So Krishna, when he heard this prayer, he was at home in Nanda Yashoda's palace. Some say he was herding cows near Paita.
ovu molitvu, on se nalazi u Bolati Majke Šode i Nanda Maharaja, neki kažu da je čuvao stada krava blizu Bajta.
He was with some of his friends.
On je bio tamo sa nekim od svojih prijatelja.
And he all of a sudden said, I have to run, go to Govardhan.
I onda on iznad rekao, ja moram da utrčim do Govardhana.
Why, said his friends?
It's
raining heavenly.
Vidi kako jako pada kiša.
We will all be drowned. How will you get to Govardhan?
Mi ćemo se svi udaviti. Kako ćeš uopšte stići do Govardhana?
No, said Krishna, I have to go and I will pick the hill and make it an umbrella.
I Krishna rekao, ne, ja ću otići i onda ću podići pre do Govardhana i napraviti
ha, 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 said his friends. You are not that strong. Why do you brag? Lift a hill, a mountain? You can't even defeat Sridham, the elder brother of Radha. We won't allow you to go. Stay with us. It's safer here in good company. Or give us a proof that you are a little strong. So at this time Krishna saw a kadamba tree. And he thought, my God, they love me so much, they are worried for me. But you know, I must now get a little bit out of my role here. They love me so much that they have forgotten that I'm God. But, you know, all these devotees have only one shelter, that's me. I'm their only master. Indra is drowning everyone, including my beloved cows.
Indra želi da udavi sve, čak i moje voljene krave.
Everyone here, Braj, I consider them my family.
I sve osobe koje se nalaze u Braji, to su moja porodica.
And I have taken a vow long ago that I will always protect my devotees.
A ja sam uzela jednu zavet još jako davno da ću uvek štititi.
And now my devotees don't want to let me go and save them. They want to see a proof that I can actually protect. Ah, these devotees. So he saw this kadamba tree. It had branches like this. Thick, like this thing. So he just took one of the branches and he twisted it. Even 20 years ago when I was young, I saw this particular tree. He has gone back to Godhead now. Who has a twisted big branch. Ooh. And when Krishna touched the tree and twisted it, it didn't break, you know, it just made a sound, and then it was a twisted branch. And very humbly he said to his friends, is that all right? Can I go now? Okay, go. We will also come to Govardhan. But we don't think you can lift the mountain. So Krishna said, enough of this talk. And he ran to Govardhan. Then he manifested a tunnel under the Govardhan mountain. And then he came out and lifted. With one finger only, not with two hands. And protected his devotees. Because it's his vrata, it's his vow. And when a serious person gives a vow, a promise, he just keeps it. Krishna keeps his promise. But only for those devotees who have faith and who have taken shelter in him. Even at the time of universal destruction, when the whole universe is drowning in the waters of destruction, he will protect each one of his devotees. If they have taken shelter, if they have this faith. This faith, or which leads us to taking shelter, is the main path in spiritual life. This faith will give us strength to go through our life. This faith you can obtain by reading more about Krishna. I want to suggest a revolution for the Balkane devotees. Read more. Read more transcendental literature. Then the beautiful one, you will see how the beautiful queen of faith, one day as you open the Bhagavatam, will walk out of the pages of the Bhagavatam and go into your own heart. In the Bhagavatam, this beautiful queen of faith resides. Because the Bhagavatam is full with accounts of devotees who have this faith for Krishna. Remember Prahlad Maharaj, the Gopas, the Gopis. Find the road of faith. This road of faith has two sides. Like every road has two sides. One left side is taking shelter in Krishna, and the right side is taking shelter in Krishna. In our lives, we should faithfully take shelter in Krishna. We should not think the Lord will not protect me because I'm such a beginner. We should not think the Lord will want to avoid me. No, no, He has given this vow. He will protect those who have this faith. Krishna has, this is the end of my class. This was really the last sentence. And I think Krishna just did a short something, power cut, to convince you that what you have heard is true. Have you seen the last sentence? Then there was this power cut. Did you notice? So, because this is the end, I also don't want to talk more. I don't want to spoil the moment. Strengthen your faith. Once again, strengthen your faith. Once again, strengthen your faith by reading the Bhagavatam. Can you do that? Oh my God, yes. So, what is the time now? 9:10, ideal time, really. I just want to say in concluding, thank you very much. You were, as usual, my favorite audience, you know, because you have so much faith. It doesn't matter that you are sometimes very loud. Remain Balkanitska, Temperamentski, Vaishnavas. It's good, you know. Yes, remain like you are. Little bit more faith and little bit more shelter. I just want to say something out of the microphone. Then you don't hear me. Is any one of you, do you know what to do when you have a draft, you know, and the shoulder is so painful? Somehow I danced so much, and then there was this draft. What is the draft, you know, called? And now, you please, anyone who knows something, or you can just give me a pistol. It's so painful, you know. Shalom se. Dobro. You want to say something? Yes.